Mr. President, Madam Director General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor and privilege to stand before this distinguished world gathering to speak on behalf of the Pacific Island countries. Our island countries share similar development challenges, including small but growing populations, limited resources, remoteness, susceptibility, and vulnerability to climate change environments, fragile economies, and dependence on international trade. In September 2014, 43 small island developing states met in Samoa, and one of the major achievements of this meeting was the development and endorsement of the Small Island Development States Accelerated Modalities of Action, or in short, the Samoa Pathway, a document highlighting the need to build and strengthen sustainable partnership as a means to foster development. The participating island countries health agenda was one of the priorities acknowledged in this pathway, with the countries agreeing that health is a precondition for and an outcome and indicator of all three dimensions of sustainable development. Sustainable development can be achieved only in the absence of a high prevalence of emerging and re-emerging diseases, debilitating communicable and non-communicable diseases, and when populations can reach a state of physical, mental, and social well-being. The meeting recognized that while prevention, treatment, care, and education are critical, they called on the international community to support actions of the small island developing states in addressing communicable and non-communicable diseases. Mr. President, it is now an accepted fact that the health of the people of our Pacific nations is closely linked to and are directly affected by the economic development, trade and industrial policies of the larger, more developed world. We are no longer isolated from the developments of the larger world, but are in fact directly affected by what happens in the larger and more developed countries. Our similar development challenges as Pacific Island countries means that we live in a world whose economic and trade, as well as industrial development policies, have a direct impact on our lives and our health. Hence, we are the smallest countries in the world, feel these negative impacts could wreak devastating consequences through our ability to recover and survive. The 20th anniversary of the Pacific Health Ministers meeting in 2015, celebrated in Fiji, led to the reinforcement of the Healthy Islands vision. In that meeting, all the Pacific Island Health Ministers united to reinforce the Healthy Island vision as places where children are nurtured in body and mind, environment invite learning and leisure, people work and age with dignity, ecological balance is a source of pride, and the ocean which surrounds us is protected. We, the Pacific Health Ministers, reaffirm our commitment to the Healthy Islands vision as well as sustainable development goals. In the Pacific, people refer to us as the Blue Continent, with a multitude of small islands scattered in the vast Pacific Ocean, which covers about two-thirds of the global area. We are faced with ongoing challenges and are among the vulnerable in the world to the impacts of climate change and health. The ever-intensifying weather events such as cyclones, flooding, and drought now has become anticipated events in the Pacific. We are experiencing the consequences of the extremes in temperature, rainfall, and sea level rise and tropical cyclones, which has caused enormous loss and damage to society, industry, infrastructure, and natural resources. For instance, Fiji has experienced a Category 5 cyclone earlier this year, and for Solomon Islands, the tsunami in 2013. Similarly, Samoa and Papua New Guinea have experienced the same. For the first time, we are also seeing the emergence of new viral diseases such as chikungunya and Zika, propagating throughout the Pacific region over the last 5 years. The re-emergence of other diseases also, such as dengue fever, leptospirosis, typhoid, and diarrheal diseases, is also a threat. Mr. President, the greatest threat in the Pacific is the NCT crisis. Controlling and prevention of the growing rates of diabetes, obesity, and hypertension is challenging. While progress has been shown in the reduction of tobacco use and improving levels of physical activity, hypertension and morbid obesity rates are either static or increasing in many island countries. Alcohol abuse remains a substantial problem, and more effort is needed to reach the target regionally and to achieve our regional target of a tobacco-free Pacific by 2025. We continue to remain committed to the United Nations Political Declaration on Non-Communicable Diseases, endorsed in the United Nations General Assembly in 2011. The high rates of childhood obesity in the Pacific Island nations was part of the consultation process to the work of the Commission on Ending Childhood Obesity. A number of Pacific nations are already implementing some of the recommended actions. Further work is needed to tackle the growing problem, which is starting at a young age in many countries, but often present in communities alongside malnutrition issues such as anemia and poor health. We continue to fight the NCT fight, and during the World Health Day in April 2016, the Samoan Prime Minister has also challenged Samoa to beat diabetes by 2020, a challenge that we have taken seriously. As acknowledged in the 2015 Lancet Commission on Health and Climate Change, and I quote, "Climate change is the greatest threat to global health in our generation, and hence our response to climate change and its impact on health could be the greatest health opportunity of the 21st century," end of quote. We have to make health systems resilient to climate change and natural disasters. Mr. President, we, the Pacific health leaders, are committed to build more efficient and more resilient national health systems to overcome these health challenges. At the national level, we will focus on strengthening our primary health care and community health. At the Pacific regional level, we will work as a group to address certain public health issues, such as response to emerging diseases, action to climate change, provision of tertiary health care services, and regulation of unhealthy food. The Pacific Heads of Health in April 2016 have endorsed the Healthy Island Monitoring and Evaluation Framework. This framework will ensure our accountability to achieving the Healthy Island Vision as well as Sustainable Development Goals. Mr. President, we urge again, life-saving actions by large countries that can make an impact on climate change is a must. Pacific Island nations did not cause climate change. However, we are at the front line of battling the impacts of climate change. The very survival of our future generations depends on actions we take now, locally to prepare for and adapt to climate change, and globally to reduce greenhouse gas emission and other drivers of climate change. The relationship of climate change and health is crucial. The combination of the current NCD crisis that is directly responsible for the significant premature mortality rates in our Pacific Island countries and the accelerated impacts of climate change we are now experiencing is now a matter of survival for our people in generations to come. This double catastrophe will lead to our people becoming extinct and our nation sinking into the deep sea forever. Hence, we will just be another chapter in our history book. Mr. President, I plead to our big brothers to realize this and respond with appropriate actions and in a timely manner. We will continue to fight NCDs and will do what is necessary to ensure our survival. However, we feel it is just a matter of time unless our big brothers help out. As Pacific Island nations, we continue to work together to achieve our vision of healthy islands and progress towards sustainable development in the Pacific. As we say in Samoa, no health, no development. We acknowledge and appreciate the role played by the World Health Organization and the development partners. Lastly, but not the least, we appreciate our God-given land, our people who live in the vast ocean, and our global family. Whawhitai te reo.